Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Look at your hands. 10 digits. Amazing things, really. With it, we can grasp onto things and hold them close to us. A newborn baby, then new roses that come in at the spring. Or feeling for me growing up in Michigan, that first cold snow in your hands. I just couldn't help but get in. It felt wonderful. We can hold so much in our hands, and with them we can do so much. We can do many things. We can write letters, write books. We can, if you're in the adult world, write out tax returns and checkbooks. Not the fun things you like to think about, but our hands do all of these things and more. But our hands have been used for describing many things. And they often can give us a very descriptive idea of who a person is. For a case in point, if you all remember a fairly familiar tale, A Christmas Story by Charles Dickens, made famous by many movies and The Muppets. But in The Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens describes his main character, Scrooge, this way. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge, squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous, old sinner. That really kind of gets into the visual aspect of who Scrooge was. You can almost picture Charles Dickens looking at his own hand and scrunching it tight. And it's amazing that he's using this language to describe Scrooge. I mean, if you've ever heard the story or seen the many, many movies, Scrooge is a very miserly old man, holding fast to his money. Money is the only thing that is important to him. In fact, he devoted his entire life to money, giving up family, friends, loved ones, and ultimately, even the health and the life of others around him. He was a covetous old sinner. His hands held a gateway to his heart. Look at your hands. What do they say? We'll hear from Judas tonight. Judas had hands just like us. In fact, his hands were very busy. He was one of the core 12 apostles, those who were at the right hand of Jesus. He saw so many things, and by the power of God, he did amazing things. He drove out demons like the rest of the disciples. He performed miracles by stretching out his hand like the other disciples. And yet, what do we remember Judas for? His covetous, old, sinner hands. He grasped in his hands 30 pieces of silver. The same debt that he will take and betray Jesus for. And at the end, he throws that away, leaving his hands empty, barren, stained with innocent blood. It's very powerful imagery. When you try to grasp so much in the world by your own power, that your hands are always looking for more, grasping for more, wanting more, and always at the end, mostly, they'll come up empty. That's how it happens when you turn our hearts and eyes away from God and toward what we want, our own sinful desires. C.S. Lewis, another very powerful writer in his time, wrote in his many letters and his understanding of God, he wrote that every human heart has a God-shaped hole in it. In that hole, you can fill it with so many things. You can try to pile into that pit money, but it will pass. You can try to put power into it, and it fades away. You try to put a story in there, one that will last ages, but it will eventually be forgotten. You can put so much into that hole in your heart, and you can maybe be money. Maybe it would be even your family. Maybe it is something close to you. But in every way, shape, and form, a God-sized hole in the heart can only be filled by God Himself. As we listen to the words of Judas tonight, remember his hands. Remember his empty heart at the end of all of it. We are much like Judas, but we have one key difference. Where Judas gave up to despair, that pit in his heart swallowing him whole, we have Christ, who looked upon even Judas and called him friend until the end. Who looked upon us upon the cross, his hands stretched wide, not empty, but having holes in them, two nails pierced through, from which his sacred blood flowed out of his hand, stretched wide on the cross, not in emptiness, but in welcome, saying, "Come to me, I will give you rest. I can fill that hole in your heart, for I am God. I am here. With me, you are not nothing. You are a beloved child of God." That's so important to remember in this Lenten season, now maybe more than ever. Until that time comes when our hearts are made glad by the coming of our Christ's return, let us take a moment and reflect upon our hands, how they can grasp and do so many things. But unless those hands are filled with Christ, in His blood, and doing His work, they will ultimately always end up empty.